the five districts that were to get 10 signs each. One district has 6 signs erected and will do the other 4 in January. One district have all 10 locations agreed and plan to erect them in January. One district has yet to agree on the 10 locations. The other 2 districts didn't reply to the Director of Services at that time. So we will be following up on it. The process has started, and for us now, we'll give them the first week in January when they're back, and we'll be writing again in the second week, and we want to know exactly what districts have their signs up, where the signs are at, and, you know, we want to see this happen now in January. We actually took the motion to Donegal County Council in March 2018. I think it was the end of July, August, before it was actually approved at a council meeting. Action has been swift on it, and, you know, we'd have to acknowledge the work of the council in that. But the reality is now, if the 50 signs have been bought and paid for by Donegal County Council, we need them up, we need them visible. It took, and on this occasion it was Donegal Action for Cancer Care, to take the motion to the council and actually sit very tightly on it to see that, you know, it would happen. So it is a start, because in fairness, you know, John McLaughlin, the Director of Services, was very clear that they didn't actually have money in their budget to do all the signs that we had wanted, but they actually found the money to do 50 signs, and that was 10 for each of the 5 electoral areas. So the council have to be acknowledged for that, you know. I mean, it's a start, and it's one that we all need to be sitting very tightly on.